We are now 97% filled in the big board. So once again, is it going to be the last draft we have here on stream in the pre-NFL draft? We're going to find out coming up. But of course, I am already in a draft room, draft number 58 for me on the year. Drafts, of course, every Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. We're going to keep it rolling here. But I'm excited to be in the three hole. I'm thinking about running backs today, but being in the three hole is very much a wide receiver spot. So we'll see how we do. It does seem like we only have one regular in here. Our guy Chunk the Deuce, of course, did a great job on stream a couple weeks ago after he got the guest hosting spot on Splash Play. So we'll see what he does in this draft, but we'll see if any of these other guys are in the chat and they emerge and they peek out from behind the corner like little rats. That's what we're looking for. But shout out to all you guys watching live right after the fact. Of course, starting here a little bit early because I was in the room waiting for it to fill, and it did in fact fill. All right, so I'm low on Bijan right now, deliberately low on Breece Hall. We have Tyreek here. We have Ja'Marr Chase. Got to tell you, I'm thinking about dabbling in running backs here, but this is actually is a soft room potentially. Let me get Tyreek. I'm running through the gamut here, but trying to think through, of course, how the room's going to go. Because of the fact this is a more normie room, I think I can try to really bleed out wide receiver early and have that work for me. Again, I put Kyren Williams in the thumb because I would like to get some more Kyren for the season ends, for this draft season ends, this portion of the draft, I suppose, ends. But fortunately, not looking the most likely here, unless Kyren falls to 22, which would be pretty sick, but probably not going to happen. Check the chats, too. It's also in the process of uploading some the new overlay that shows all the names of the members here that subscribe to Splash Play. So I was like, oh, fuck, there's still like 10 spots that I have to fill. So I was just waiting around doing graphics, how I do it. Specs to go to best ball. I will take that, and I appreciate that very much. I think there's a lot of people with a claim to that one much better than mine. But I'll take the go to best ball streaming right now. I know Pete's, of course, the king in the space. You have your Liams. You have the ship chasing guys as a crew, which I feel is unfair. You have your Fantasy Fox, your Ron Stewart's. Most prolific best ball streamer. I know I'm holding that crown. Nobody else has got 58 on stream under their belt. 59 counting the one I did with Pete. Crushing the volume, if nothing else. Quality. You can critique the quality all you want, but, you know, the effort of showing up every day. It's the one thing I've got going for me. Cautiously optimistic, by the way, we might be able to get in one more draft tomorrow. Because it had only added about 1% of fill within the last day. So if it adds about 1% of fill today, we would still be in the green, so to speak, being able to do a draft tomorrow. So cautious optimism. We can get one more in to close it out on Friday. But of course, we'll see how that goes. All right, there we go. I think I got the new overlay up, right? This works. There we go. There's the thank you, Squirt Squad. A little early thank you, Squirt Squad. All right, so big runner receiver here. Breece goes ahead of Bijan, which you've not seen that often lately. Breece starting to settle in a little bit later in the first round in a lot of rooms. Yesterday, saw a drafter getting Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson together, which is not a combo that's been available for most of this draft. So interesting to see Breece here going at five. Marvin Harrison Jr. goes the turn. Kyren also the turn. DC 352 for what it's worth. Building a team that I can enjoy at the 12 hole, so kudos to him. All right, and we'll see what we get for our pick. Saquon at 16. That's nice. Hopefully that'll knock somebody good back to us. This is a weird room. It's like you have guys going a little bit earlier, like Breece. You have Drake London going a little bit earlier, Harrison going a little bit earlier. And then we have some running back piggy, kind of traditional Saquon stands going at that spot. Jahmyr Gibbs goes at 17. Interesting room. What does this mean for me? We'll figure it out. 140 out of 150 done for Travioli, and only in, I guess, 58 of those done on stream. With here with me. No. Travioli, one of our regulars, not in the room today, though, so yeah, take that. You can probably get your 10 in if you want. People are, one of the guys, semi-regular, I think our guy Craig, chiding me for not maxing out the big board in the YouTube comments, and it's like, I only care about maxing out BBM, fundamentally. Big board, doing it for content, doing it every day here. I think my exposures I feel pretty good about with 58 entries after today, but I guess, I have a little bit more than that because I did a couple off stream. But, you know, like, if I got to 75, great. I think still, though, happy to get in 60 in a tournament that is this early where you are still doing a lot of guesswork. I believe we have an advantage, but how much am I pressing that advantage right now? I don't know. Devontae Adams, I feel like, has been getting more expensive. Happy to take him here. Nico, happy to take him here. Guy's been going earlier in most of the draft. I'm going to take Nico here for reasons I'll keep vague for now. for taking Nico here in the hopes that we can work some stuff out a little bit later. Spoiler, a little tease there for you guys. Don't yeah. You could, if you're gonna me, I'm gonna you. That sounds like I'm now just flirting with Travioli, which I'm not, for the record. I only flirt with one person in this world, and that's my son. That's my wife, I guess. I do feel like when you play with kids, it does feel like flirting a little bit sometimes. A lot of like, ooh, little coy giggles, little tickles. Not that you should be tickling when you're flirting with adult people, but a lot of coy giggles that, to me, invoke flirting. Jalen Waddle, Malik Nabers go. So Malik Nabers, of course, a guy that I've loved to have for a large portion of this draft. We're not going to get him today. DJ Moore goes, so we're going to get our Houston double. That was the goal. That was the hope. Two high-octane offenses here with Tyreek Hill, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs. As you guys know, I am not buying into the social media FUD on Stephon Diggs. The fact that he's now back to 27 after it looked like he was going at the 1-2 turn for a lot of, it wasn't a lot. Time flies when you're having fun. Felt like a while there after the trade initially happened, but Stephon Diggs to me getting the Houston double here and the unique Houston double at that. I'm intrigued with what we're doing here. Our guy Adam feeling sick today. Adam, though, going to be on Splash Play at some point soon. Of course, he's the winner of the guest hosting spot coming up for April. Might have to be in May, though. Adam and I were DMing about it, but I've got Adam now in pocket. So we're going to book him for if there's drafts next week. If Underdog opens up one more tournament, try to get Adam on next week. If not, I will get him in before, when BBM starts. So BBM starting very soon, guys. 1 week to the NFL draft. That means about 1 week and a day or two until BBM comes out. At least we're not talking about baby boners today. Oh, well, let's... Well, now that you've opened that can of worms, I don't think I've seen a lot of Luka boners. I know Alex has dealt with a few, or not dealt with. She's not, you know... She's not Deshaun's masseuses being forced into action. That's like, we can't joke about that. I take that one. Rewind. Bloop, 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 bloop. We're rewinding. We never made that joke. But yeah, you know, she's just had to ignore them. I guess is how you deal with a baby boner. There's a reel. They just happen. It's okay. Now are we defending baby boners or adult man boners? I'm not sure which. We got Gabe Davis laughing. It's all we can ask for on a Thursday. Another dreary Thursday here in the Philadelphia area. Rained yesterday. Couldn't even go on my daily 2 mile walk. Trying to be a 10,000 steps guy and fucking shit weather on the East Coast really prevents you from it. Michael Pittman goes to 34. I think that's a better price tag for him. I've not liked Pittman at all in the 20s, and you guys know I'm in the bag for big Colts as much as anybody. Big Shane Steichen as well in the bag for him. But Pittman, to me, overpriced for a guy that Colts want Malik Nabers, Colts want Brock Bowers. Both those things would be awful for Michael Pittman. More likely, I think what could happen, Colts get Brian Thomas falling right to them at pick 15, and that could be a whole lot of trouble for Pittman getting targets because Brian Thomas being open downfield with AR's arm, my goodness, that would make me feel pretty good about him being the new, much better Alec Pierce. For Spags, okay, thank you. I will take that. Baby Boner was my nickname in college, sobs. can you imagine if that were your nickname for real in college, though? Like, oh, here comes old Baby Boner, and you're like, how'd you get that nickname? And what do you say at that point? You go, well... Like, you got to own it, I guess, at that point. And just be like, yeah, like, I'm the baby boner guy. Ha, ha, ha. And then maybe women will be like, I'm so curious. And they're like, oh, it's so cute. It's like one of those little bananas. That's the hope. It's the hope. Hit the likes, people. Yes, hit the likes for this channel. The only best ball channel that could do things like this, conversation-wise. Pete could do it. Pete's not showing up Monday to Friday. He's gotten fat off the land. He's a hog. He's going to get slaughtered in the stream wars with all his views. I am not going to pull up that chat, Gabe Davis. That's rude. They have adult film stars in their region as well. All right, some nice picks on the board here that we can do. See what Tramish does here. Tramish. Fun Pokemon name, if nothing else. Apologize if I'm insulting his culture by saying his username is a Pokemon name. Romo Dunze goes, that would have been my sweet boy there. Well, McBride wouldn't be a bad pick. I got to try to push Stroud down. Or do I just lock Stroud up because he matters so much to me? Let's just lock Stroud up. I would like to push him down. I don't trust Princessa. I don't trust Kamigpie here. These look like people that would snipe me on the QB that I need. So we're taking Stroud, pick 46. I think this has been a point of discussion. Actually, it was on ADP chasing yesterday, the stream that competed against us. So I didn't watch it until later, as I would recommend all you guys do. But great video, of course, with Pete, with Gretch, with who else? With Davis and with Sam Sherman, of course. He does a great job herding the cats on that show. But in general, I think their assessment was that Stroud, his ADP is okay as long as he's going behind Josh Allen, Lamar, Jalen Hurts. That's been where I've been as well. I think Stroud, especially if you have Houston players, I can see the temptation to reach for him earlier, but without the rushing upside, like I think Stroud could be an MVP winner this year. Again, as I've mentioned, I think he can throw for 300 yards in a game reliably on DraftKings. Keep that in mind because he's probably going to be way too cheap when DraftKings Millie Maker opens. For CJ Stroud, though, like I think he's in a nut spot. That said, he doesn't run. So he runs maybe a Joe Burrow amount at best. So for him, he's got to be behind Lamar, got to be behind Hurts, got to be behind Allen. But I think he's ahead of Mahomes. I just don't think Mahomes goes nuts throwing it. It's not how you win as a veteran QB that knows what you're doing. I've had some critiques lately about not taking enough Christian Kirk from one guy I respect. A guy, Patrick, was actually watching the entire catalog in reverse of all the streams that I've done. Miami, Houston. For some reason to me, this feels like a Marquise Brown spot, but I'm low on Amari, or at least like not as high as I should be based on the fact I do like him. I'm going to take Amari here. Deshaun Watson still not able to go and throw, apparently, is the latest reports on him. Kind of worries you a little bit, but I guess if it's Jameis throwing to Amari Cooper, we might end up in a better situation, honestly. Yeah, Cooper, I'm at 8.2%, so we'll get safely above the field on Cooper. Team so far, definitely vet-laden. We've got CJ Stroud, Tyreek Hill, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper. Those are your guys. Kirk was cheap, very cheap when the tournament opened. Yeah, he was cheaper before, which I'm okay with. I think the assumption for him now is that he's definitely, to me, going to get displaced by somebody. And I think he's priced like people are going to take him as the wide receiver one, or that they think he's going to be wide receiver one of Jacksonville. And as we know, Brian Thomas, possibly another spot for him. A.D. Mitchell wouldn't be great, though I think Christian Kirk can maintain a target share against A.D. Mitchell. But there's a lot of guys that can go to Jacksonville and upset Christian Kirk. And I think where he's priced right now, it's saying that he's going to be the star of Jacksonville. And you add in the fact, too, that I am down on Jacksonville. I think that Doug Peterson finds his way to be getting fired this year. That's my bet. I think they're a team that's going the wrong way, as Peterson teams do. We'll obviously see, though. I get the value on Kirk in general, but at 50, 40, not for me. Shout out to Guy Bindles. I don't know who got the memberships, but hey, to all you fine folks, welcome to the family. And shout out to Bindles, the most generous man in the best ball community. And Bindles, by the way, doing great streams very frequently on his YouTube channel. So check out Bindles. I don't care. Is he stealing my audience with all this generosity? I don't care. Go check out Bindles. Room for growth for all of us. And Bindles, appreciate you. But the hat's off. Now I don't have to talk like that anymore. Bindles, I appreciate you. You're one of the best. Bindle's building his own channel, though. It's fun to see guys putting in the work. It's one thing I'll always say. When I had my blog stuff back in the day, when I had Guyism in my blog before that, which was, you know, had some notoriety, even though it wasn't anything that you guys would know. It's called Blog of Hilarity. If you maybe existed in the early 2000s reading Gawker, you would know the blog I'd created in college. But anyway, it doesn't fucking matter. Point being, though, people would ask me about, like, how do you have success on the internet? Like, how do you have success doing blogs? And it's a little bit different now because you have so many creators doing stuff. The biggest thing, though, that people have the hardest time following up on is showing up every day and doing a thing, especially for a blog, for a website, for social media, it'd be the same thing. Posting every day is a big part of that. So, you know, doing that work is like half the battle. Same thing for streaming. If you're doing streams like Bindles is, and you're doing it with some cadence, you're bringing on some guests like he does, and good guests like a guy, Tyler, people like me, Sacrilegious, some big names have come and do Bindles stream. Liam did Bindles stream. So shout out to him. Now we're just sucking off Bindles, but he gave you guys memberships, gave me $25. Take it. Sammy rebranded seemingly as two different things. He's got Telesco TV, and Sammy also has Telesco University, I saw in the comments. So Sammy's got something. Sammy's, it really does feel like a family reunion here, where it's like, Sammy's our wild uncle who just, great time, love to have him around, throws you for a loop. Just tune in and gifted a sub. Appreciate you, Bindle. Shout out to D-Will here. It's how it lucks out sometimes. I feel like we've had a lot of like the regulars getting the subs lately, but glad to have new people in. Of course, welcome to the community if you're new around here. And of course, do hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. We got drafts every day. As long as there's a tournament that I can get into, Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. Drafts until the season starts. That's the show at Splash. That's what Splash Play is now, is just gambling for content on a daily basis. Team so far, as we head into our first pick in a while, CJ Stroud, Tyreek Hill, Houston double, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, and Amari Cooper. Definitely can go another receiver here. Can also try to drill in on another position. Don't mind either option, really. Addison at ADP. Deontay Johnson, I do not mind with the glow up coming Bryce Young's way, with Dave Canales being his coach. Aaron Jones, David Montgomery. Montgomery, I don't mind. Amari Cooper, or excuse me, James Conner, I don't mind. Nothing to correlate with Amari Cooper right now. I'm going to go Addison here just because I do like taking Addison when I don't make the bet on Justin Jefferson. Just the hope of getting some week 17 leverage. So team so far, CJ Stroud, Tyreek Hill, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, Jordan Addison, and then Tyler now. Now Tyler, I have to equally suck off like I did Bindles, but Tyler, more memberships, welcome to family. And Tyler, I would never call you baby boner. Your boner is very adult size, and nobody should ever say differently about Tyler. But welcome to the family, all of Tyler's new progenies. And again, because Tyler paid for your membership, now you have to do whatever he says, I think is how that goes. If he wants to paddle you, he's allowed to paddle you, even if it's on the balls, the bare bottom and balls. Tyler can do that to you. Oh, and plugs, yes, and of course, Tyler, due to streaming to my arch nemesis, Tom Strachan, over in the Fantasy Sanctuary. Not my arch nemesis. He's very much the least of the problems of that group of Football Outsiders writers that are fucking idiots and don't know how business works. But anyway, I'm sorry, Tyler. I have to get those out probably 5 to 50 more times, and then we'll be good. But go check out Tyler no matter what. Tyler doing a weekly stream once BBM opens with Tom. And Tom does a great job, and he knows best ball very well, even though, you know. Foolish. Fools. Brock Bowers goes. You guys know I would have loved to get that one on the way back. We can't get them all. Do you like that move, though? This guy taking Ingram and Bowers. He doesn't have any other tight ends, right? Okay, yeah, he doesn't have any other tight ends. Like that move. Interesting team for this guy with McCaffrey as the baseline. Goes heavy wide receiver. Bully tight end there. Interesting team. Like, this room is live for me to do some extreme zero RB bullshit. But I think this is an okay spot for Aaron Jones as well. And I want to keep some flexibility at receiver. If I take another receiver now, I'm blocked out on all the rookies. Let's take Aaron Jones here, a little bit of a discount. Take him at pick 75. He normally goes 72. We have the bet on Minnesota. It works. Team so far, CJ Stroud, Aaron Jones, Tyreek Hill, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, and Jordan Addison. Very vet-laden for sure. Yesterday, we grabbed all the rookies that I like. The guys I think are going to be stars as rookies for the most part, besides Troy Franklin, got them all. Today, you know, they're going to go the opposite. Family's expanding today. Welcome to the family. Always great to see. That's great to see. And don't you dare take Watson from me. Oh, no. I mean, I might have to take Deshaun Watson at this point. Really a bad sign that Deshaun Watson is not throwing in April. It doesn't matter. It doesn't functionally matter that much. But you want these guys out there. You know who wants it real bad? It's Anthony Richardson, who's already throwing 40 times in a game, despite basically the same injury that Deshaun had. I think he had a worse version of the rotator cuff strain / tear. But AR's out there. Who wants it more, AR or Deshaun Watson? I think the thesis, though, that the ship-chasing guys had, or the ADP-chasing guys had, was that Deshaun doesn't want to play football anymore. And frankly, that thesis is probably about as good as any. He definitely does seem like a different guy since all the accusations. Maybe a different guy also since getting enormously paid. So, you know, both things can matter. Like Montgomery, more, but Jones correlates. I probably would agree with that, too. Though with where Gibbs is going, I don't know. If you're taking Gibbs at the one, especially the first round, I feel like you're inherently saying that Montgomery's just not going to get the same role this year, which I don't agree with, but I think that's what you're saying. Mostert at 79, that feels like a much more appropriate price tag. He's been going in the 90s for basically the entire big board. Actually, he was going lower for one stretch. Raheem Mostert, to me, one of the biggest values. And I think him going at 79, that feels a lot better than getting him, well, somebody else getting him at 90. I'd like to get him at 90. Somebody else getting him at 90. No, thank you. I think Watson is the same docker as Jonathan Brooks. Oh, well. All right. Maybe not good news. David Njoku goes to rare Walt here. I don't know how rare he is. I can't account for that. I don't know if he's gem minted. That's my one reference I know for all the card collectors out there. This guy's not gem minted. He could be rare. Where would I rank JSN and Addison in this year's wide receiver class? Ooh, interesting. Behind the top three, especially with Odunze known as his athletic testing now and feeling good about that. I think behind Brian Thomas, for me, behind Troy Franklin, I think they're in that Ladd McConkey area. Addison, maybe. JSN would get bumped down pretty bad, but like having a lot of outside guys go ahead of him for sure. Addison at least can play outside. But yeah, I think those guys probably go more in where Ladd's going to go. They'd be second round-ish. You could make the case, too, that they could go behind like Worthy and Mitchell because of the freak athletic testing for those guys, too, or freak speed. So I think that's what I would guess. They'd probably be second rounders, which is crazy because they shouldn't have been second rounders, but this class is so deep. Somebody'd have to go down. Okay, thanks. Benjamin really gets splash play. Really gets the jokes and the content we do here. You need to get a Spags coin. Yeah, I don't think I'll probably never be in the NFT game now. Now that I missed out on the grift, guys like Logan Paul, that the mans were doing all the grifts now. Now I missed out on all the good times there. So I was late on Top Shot too. I did not hit the Top Shot ceiling. Profited off of Top Shot. Profited a couple grand, but did not hit the wealth fountain that people found. Jones at 7 is kind of nice. I agree. I think Jones, when you have a little bet on Minnesota, I mean, that just makes it a strong bet against Justin Jefferson week 17. And because I have so much Jefferson anyway, I am once again, for the second straight year, even though luck boxed a bunch of 101s last year to get double the field, I'm again double the field on Justin Jefferson this year because you can get him wherever, basically in that first round. I still like getting leverage against Justin Jefferson because of that reason. All it takes is somebody else scoring some TDs for Minnesota. Had some Top Shots. Yeah, I mean, it was a thing. I still have some. I have the valueless ones. I also have some NFL All Day. I have an NFL All Day Amon-Ra St. Brown that I think I've had listed for like $100 for going on 2 years that nobody wants to buy. Even though Amon-Ra's good. Bat shit. Nobody wants to buy that. DeAndre Swift, I think, would be a nice pick for me here. Get another running back that I like. Ramondre Stevenson cannot like less. Still a shot that he can win that New England backfield, but I think he should be lower for the risk that it is a new coaching staff. And Ramondre himself was ass last year. Remind Benjamin that uncle who touched him. Poor Benjamin. Poor Benjamin. Really? It's like, it's funny because I'm doing streams every day. Of course, you guys, all of our regulars, you do end up in a little bit of a bubble where it's like, you know, I can make some of these jokes or whatever. You don't realize that sometimes somebody new comes in and like, they just don't have, they're just looking for like football talk and they don't get humor and don't get jokes and especially don't get the kind of jokes that I like to throw out there sometimes. So no disrespect to Benjamin. He just may need a different stream. He may need a Fantasy Flock stream. Just the guy who's going to give you nothing. This guy's going to give you running backs are good. This guy has got data points that look good. Just dog level content. Not baby boners. All right, we're on the clock again. Nick Chubb, still don't like this price tag for him. We've got five wide receivers. Tight end has just gotten scooped by everybody else. This feels like a Trey Benson team to me. Again, I can make the bet on Nick Chubb for correlation. I wouldn't hate it, but I just don't want to pay this price tag for Chubb. I think Chubb to me in the 110s, 120s feels about right for what we're expecting with him being on the PUP list. Them having Deonta Foreman there, like they're preparing to go a good stretch without Chubb being full speed or Chubb just not being out there at all. To me, Chubb at this point, wish it were better for him, man. One of my favorite running backs in terms of both the film and the analytics, and it makes me sad that he's going to go out on his sword like many running backs do. That's probably how the process went. Oh, hey, a best ball draft. Let's watch Baby Boners. Thank you. And thank you, Telesco Television, the hottest new network in television. It's a funny motherfucker, bro. Thank you. The best. I appreciate you. You're the war pig. I hope so. Love Benson here. Chubb feels like wish eating good health or wish casting. Wish eating, too. I agree. I think that, to me, Chubb is just like you're buying in on the past production. You're buying in on what that previous investment was. And that's the main thing I am trying to avoid is like when there are things that are going to reset my priors, reset things that I like, reset things that I know, I'm going to embrace them a little bit more. It doesn't mean I'm going to be bending to the wind, as you guys know, but it does mean when, hey, I don't like A.D. Mitchell that much, but man, he ran combine testing is the only guy to have some milestones is him and DK Metcalf. Like you have to go with stuff like that a little bit more, even though I am still low on Mitchell. Point being like I have to change how I view him and try to get more. Mitchell ended up at 3% at, so that might not have been the best example. I did adjust my priors to some guys, including Trey Benson, who testing, looking really good athletically, and draft capital. It's either him or Jonathan Brooks going 101 or at running back. Not literally 101, but you know. Wish eating is when you go down. Oh, I shouldn't have. I don't know why I just read that. I read that assuming it was going to go somewhere good. And Trey Benson's a dog. And yeah, Adonai Mitchell does have the diabetes. And as Davis Maddock tweeted, I saw, he actually gave a reply because it just made me laugh. There's apparently an article of shitting on A.D. Mitchell because he apparently had some bad attitude at both Georgia and at Texas. And then they blame the diabetes because he gets like sugar cranky or whatever. And it's like, I just think it's a funny concept. So I said that A.D. Mitchell should be called the bad boy of diabetes. Like that's a brand that I can get behind. But I don't know, guys have had successful careers with diabetes. Like, you know, guys like Adam Morrison in the NBA. Jay Cutler had a good enough career with diabetes. It wasn't the diabetes that held him back. Though maybe the diabetes made him cranky. He wasn't getting enough shuggy-shug. So he got a little quanky. I shouldn't make fun of diabetes like that. I don't think that's the medical way that diabetes works, is that, oh, you didn't get enough shuggy-shug and now you're quanky. But yeah, maybe. I'm no doctor, though. The BBOD, the bad boy of diabetes. The BBC, the bad boy of can't have sugar. no, can't go that far. Doesn't Mark Andrews have diabetes? That sounds familiar. That's right, because he had the diabetes kit on a plane and saved somebody who had diabetes. Diabetes, they're doing great. But he's like the nice guy of diabetes. Because again, he saved somebody on a plane with his diabetes kit. Like his diabetes testing kit specifically. Spags MD. Yeah, look, I'm better than WebMD. I'll just tell you, hey, you just need a little shuggy shug. Or you have too much shuggy shug. Have less shuggy shug. That'd be the alternative form. Whatever that version of diabetes is. 1350 here. Old assy ass Tua sitting here looking me in the face, daring me to take him. And I think I will. Not a big Tua guy, but I'm low on Tua this year. This actually might be one of few shares. I've had no shares of Tua up till today. I think Tua to me, this is going to be tough for people here. Tua's the rich man's Kenny Pickett, where he's still going to be a part of an offense, great production for guys, but is he going to win you week 17? Really don't think so. He's still in a better offense. There's still more hope for him as he's in a contract situation where they have to pay him big or they need to figure out some way to move on. So for Tua, this is another make or break situation. I just worried that he might be the break. I feel like he was not good enough down the home stretch. Say a second year in a row where he gets figured out personally. Miami doesn't get figured out. And there was the injury to Tyreek that didn't help. Frankly, injuries in the backfield too. Maybe that doesn't help. But for Tua, I just am not a big fan. I'll take him at 118 when I have Tyreek, but I am not a big fan. Why not push Tua around the corner? Because I just don't trust these guys. This guy had zero QBs, and in these rooms, I'm just not going to risk it, even though certainly could have risked it, but, you know, is what it is. All right, so Giants with Singletary, Chase Brown, who I do like. Schultz here makes the most sense, I think, for this build. We are dead at tight end. We have another Houston correlation. Don't know if this makes us too chalky, but we got Schultz at a slight discount. Team so far, a 2-3-5-1. CJ Stroud, Tua Tagovailoa, Aaron Jones, DeAndre Swift, Trey Benson, wide receiver Tyreek Hill, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, Jordan Addison, tight end Dalton Schultz. The guy at one had Waddle. I actually didn't even think about that, but yeah, I knew that the Waddle guy was coming up soon. Someone will do some dumb shit and snipe Spags. That's also the other assumption. Yetua, I think if you're going to make a bet on him, I think what's good news, I don't think it was a coincidence that Ricky Pearsall is working out with Tyreek and Waddle. I think that would be one thing here where they've added Jonnu Smith, a guy who maybe doesn't command a lot of targets like a, Durham Smythe didn't last year. But if he gets those same targets as Durham Smythe did, he's going to be better with them. And I honestly have a shot at breaking touchdowns. So I think Jonnu Smith, big upgrade. If they add a Pearsall, if they add anybody else in this draft class as a wide receiver three, huge upgrade on the Braxton Berrios, River Craycraft, nothing third spot. So they could also add another tight end too on top of Jonnu Smith. Ben Sinnott, I think, would be an awesome fit for them. If they somehow got Brock Bowers, that would be insane for the target share, but that would make them even more explosive. So these are the outs for Tua. The other out would just be that he improves and is a little bit less gun-shy about running after he hurt his hip a couple years ago. I feel like he's been not a runner since that point. He was never a great runner in college, but I think he did run a little bit more. But that said, you know, these are the things for Tua that could get better. It's just Miami kicks it up another level because defensively they should be worse too. They lost enough guys in free agency that I don't think that's going to look better defensively. So they need to beat people by putting up points. So that's the hope for Tua, is that he could do that, but it's not a bet that I'm comfortable making at volume. Brugler Sanders to Miami. Okay. It's possible. Who's Alex Earl's boyfriend? I don't know who that is. Tua dating Alex Earl? Finally, Tua go for a higher floor/ceiling opinion. Yeah, or option late. Yeah, that's fair. Look, that's normally how I play it with Tua. I have no shares of Tua in the big board with 60 drafts now. So for this to be my first one, I think speaks as much as I can for how I think the downside of Tua is. But maybe that's a little bit unfair and I should have, you know, 4% exposure there. So that's something for, you know. Oh, Braxton Berrios. I thought Berrios was dating the other Culpo. Like, isn't there another Olivia Culpo have a sister or something? I don't know. I got to tell you guys, even though we do the bid here with Mathology sometimes, I don't keep up with athlete girlfriends that well. It's one of my weak spots. I don't have the brain power to do it. And there's just too many now to know. Like, I just recently learned, like, who Tate McRae is, and now it's like, oh. Now, and then I feel like after you learn who this person is and you see them everywhere, and it's like, oh, Tate McRae. But Tate McRae is really on every Spotify playlist. I don't need to know who Tate McRae is. I mean, the Tate McRae is that good. She's attractive. Is she more attractive than the millions of other people you could find on any other site? I don't know. Oh, controversy dropped Culpo for Earl. Okay, so I was right about that. So look, I missed one relationship transition. Athlete moms is a new scoop. I mean, we'll never top Zach Wilson's mom. I don't know about you guys, but that one hit a note. Where I'm at in my brain is WNBA players. I think that's where. That's the future of objectification. Sure, you get a few where it's like, okay. Like the girl from South Carolina who's the center. That'd be tough. It's a little tough for me. But, you know, Cameron Brink, Angel Reese, even Caitlin Clark. Yeah, you know, give it a shot. Angel Reese, though, my God. 2-3-5-1. Running back is a dead place to be. And we need more there. So I'm going to take the guy, the working man's Trey Benson, Marshawn Lloyd. Come on down. Okay. I'm going to pull this up just for the other people out there. I won't read it in case this helps anybody with their internet searches. I agree. Caitlin Clark is just so talented. Like anybody who's that good at anything, same thing for women and men too. Like let's be honest about it. But for men and women, like I just being that good at something and I'd give it a shot. I played basketball once with a girl who was like shockingly good, couldn't beat me at horse good, but was good enough to be competitive. I was like, man, this is so attractive. This is like love and basketball. So I get it completely though. I'm sure that Caitlin Clark would light my ass up in horse. Point being, it's cool to be with greatness. Olympians too. 10 points added on the scale at 100. One out of a scale of 1 to 10. All right, Leggett's still here, looking pretty tasty. To me, running back, do I really want to corner the market on Minnesota running backs? I could. But Leggett, Wicks is not a bad pick. I do have a blind spot for Wicks because I always take Leggett over him. And I'm going to keep doing that. I'm a Xavier Leggett guy. Assuming Princesa doesn't take Xavier Leggett, I guess. Okay, they take Ricky Pearsall. Good. Idiot. Ricky Pearsall over fucking Xavier Leggett? What is this, kindergarten? Grow up. I was talking Kvinder twins. Kvinder twins can't ball, though. Yeah, Brink is 6'4". You're 6'5"? Adam's 6'5". Wow. Who's the tallest person in the Splash Play community? I'd be curious to know. I'm 6'1", so that's, I got that going for me. I feel like I always, people accuse me of being shorter on stream, and it bothers me. I'm a legit 6'1", and have been 6'1", since I was like fucking 17, 16. I just didn't grow anymore after that. It's kind of a bummer, because 6'4 was in range. Could have been there. Apparently 6'4 guys are the ones that crush on Tinder and Hinge and all those. So if you are, if you're 6'3", lie and say you're 6'4". Dan Sarik Cohen. Attracted how Paige Buckers plays basketball. Apparently Paige Buckers on TikTok is very big in the lesbian community, I saw recently. But she can ball. The issue is that she tore her ACL. But I agree, she's a baller. She was like Caitlin Clark before Caitlin Clark was Caitlin Clark. It's just that she, again, tore her knee and then that kind of knocked her out. And she got her ass kicked in that game this year, too. WNBA fun, though. Gotta give the ladies credit. I think the game gets more fun. Watching that, the women's March Madness this year compared to, not even compared to like watching the WNBA when I was a kid. And, you know, let alone some college basketball I've watched in between, some WNBA I've watched in between when betting on it in particular. I think the college basketball product was a lot more fun this year. So, I know we've talked about this before on stream, but obviously not with enough regularity that people watching would know. You know, women, their athleticism coming along at a rate where, you know, fucking the views drop. God forbid we say positive things about women and how they're doing in sports. Women's sports is like going to be a major thing. So if you're one of those guys out there that just can't handle the idea of like, oh, like women aren't as good as men. Yeah, no shit. We also started playing sports fucking hundreds of years earlier and practically in professional sports 7 years earlier. So like men should be better, but women are getting better and catching up. And if the ratings are there, that shit outdrew everything. That shit outdrew the NBA playoffs, the NBA finals. It's crazy. All right. I'll just go to that. Fucking love women. Female commentators need to be better. TBH. I could go with that one. That's a fair take. Not all of them, though. Like, you know, I think Mina Kimes gets a little bit too much love from people out there. Just because, like, and also she was one of the people that annoyingly tweeted me when I had my Rihanna situation at Barstool. But, I, you know, like, I think still she does a better job than most men on things. So that's one that I would say is good. And there were some good ones, too, in the mix. Like, I do think Aaron Kate Dolan, I've mentioned before, is, like, a pretty good betting analyst. I think there's some that are definitely coasting by. I know we have a few that I'd worked with in the past that I was like, boy, you're just kind of getting it. And they keep moving up the food chain too, which is kind of weird. But that's true of the men too. Like Kendrick Perkins is a fucking hack. He just does hot takes and doesn't know basketball. And he accuses like Shaq and Charles Barkley of not watching basketball. So the whole broadcast industry is fucked. You know, that's also me being somebody who was like, who was close to getting to that level or, you know, not to that level, but getting close to being in the mix for that stuff. Now, like I'm not going to get in there. I don't think. There's one point, fun fact for Splash Play, before Football Outsiders fell apart, NFL Network wanted me and Pete to do like a pilot stream for that, like a pilot thing that would kind of serve to get interest internally on it. But unfortunately, that was when everything fell apart for Football Outsiders. But that was on the menu of things that were supposed to be done. But now we just give up. Now we go, Brianna. Just search Chris Spags Rihanna, you'll find it. But it's not going to be what you'll find on the internet. The tale of me signing NDAs, taking money to shut up and not make Barstool look bad after they really fucked me bad in the situation. But we grow stronger from it every day, and we take Braylon Allen is what we do now. Braylon Allen's on the board. Our guy Jeff T has talked me into being a Braylon Allen slappy because of the fact that he might get Dallas's job if they don't get Benson or Brooks, and that is the take here. Braylon Allen, come on down. Cowboys have seen a lot of running backs, but the only ones they have seen multiple times, Trey Benson, Jonathan Brooks, Braylon Allen. Hope is that we get this Cowboys spot right and that Braylon Allen can beat out Royce Freeman, which is no sure thing. Name the only Olympic event with a better female record than male. It's not track. It's got to be something. Are we talking gymnastics? I think it would have to be gymnastics, right? She know Braylon Allen's still 17. He is the most jacked 17-year-old in the world. Hey, shouts to the chat, guys. I've not been plugging for subs lately, but a lot of you guys watching live. So again, doing drafts every day, Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. The hope is that we'll get one more in tomorrow with the big board being just shy of 97% filled. So please subscribe. Hit the like button too. We got a lot of passers-by today that hopefully like the stream, but there's a good chance they might hit the dislike button. So help me out here. Hit the like button. Helps me get seen by more people just like you. And if you're watching the stream and you're enjoying it, I like you. And you're a person I want to have in the mix. So people like you. Oh. Come here. Come get kisses. It's what we say. It's not what we say, to be clear. Gymnastic to figure. So yeah. The ladies are dominating both those. Deservedly so. I could see fencing being one too, maybe. We got Jonnu Smith here, who makes sense for our Tua bullshit. Do you think that part of the thesis of Tua is that just him having more weapons is going to make him move up, have better fantasy days? So we will take Jonnu Smith here. We have a 2.562 build, which I do like, despite the fact that we've kind of moved around, jumped around a lot of position. CJ Stroud, Tua Tagovailoa at QB, Aaron Jones, DeAndre Swift, Trey Benson, Marshawn Lloyd, Braylon Allen at running back, wide receiver Tyreek Hill, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, Jordan Addison, Xavier Leggett, and a tight end correlated with our QBs. We got Dalton Schultz and Jonnu Smith. Could take a third tight end. Don't have to. Could keep taking running backs. Could keep taking receivers. We're live for a lot here. Beach volleyball. Archery or riflery. That's possible. And smash that sub or else. Yes, or else 6'2 Bindles will come after you. Me and my army of Amazonian men come after you. Well, men don't have softball. So yeah, women have to be better at softball. Anyway, but I didn't realize I've started a gender war here of things. It was funny though that like as I finished my spiel on Caitlin Clark and how like women's sports are valid, just the view count drops by 10. Come on. The stereotypes are very much real. I would be so much more annoying about this shit if I had a daughter too. So you guys are lucky that I have a little fucking lunkhead meathead boy. Because otherwise I'd be on here like, you guys don't respect women. I'm so tired of people not respecting. And like, it would be completely valid. You can't draw 12 million viewers in the modern TV environment for girls, for women's college basketball. Insane. She's the biggest draw since Roman Reigns. The biggest draw since The Rock. Unbelievable. Ah, I thought you found the loophole. That's why I guess softball. I get it. Discus with an asterisk. Interesting. Oh, DQ. This, I can't support this joke as an imaginary girl dad. Olympic cooking. Sometimes you got to give credit when you hit the stereotypical fucking 1950s ass joke, but you hit it at just the right time. It plays. So DQ, give him credit for that, even though I don't want to support it. I can hear my little meathead son running around shrieking right now. Can't wait. Olympic, you guys. Olympic ironing. What else do we have? Olympic sandwich making. Come on. Get out of here. All right. This is not an unfair take. Depends on the sport, though. Depends on the sport. I do have to say, though, you watched the girl in college. I'm going to keep harping on college basketball. I'm sorry if you're watching the stream. We talk football, too. It's just we talked a lot of football here, guys. An entire playlist to me, given every possible take and every possible pick, every possible spot in a big board draft. The Cardosa girl for South Carolina, who's like 7'2", like she's the ultimate like litmus test where it's like, yeah, Cameron Brink, legit athlete. Caitlin Clark, legit athlete. Cardosa, big bitch. Like she's just a very large woman, and that's all it takes. She isn't good with the ball. She can't dribble. She's just underneath the hoop, tractor trailering it up. So, you know, ultimately, that's the main thing I would say. If you're 7'2", you're still going to get shots. I don't even know what this is referring to, but sure. Serena Williams would have been ranked 300 or so in men's tennis. I don't know enough about tennis to say that. I'd love to see a battle of sexes, though. That'd put some butts in the seats. Tractor Trailer was my nickname in college. That'd be a, honestly, if you're good enough at ball, at that specific size of ball, or style of ball rather, that size of ball too. Kudos to you. That's fun. Playing like Tractor Trailer, I think would be a good time. I know whenever I play NBA 2K, I didn't buy it this year, but in previous years, I always build like a stretch four. And then when I play my park or like, you know, whatever the online version is, I'll just fucking gas rebounds. I'll just be inside pounding. I'll be inside pounding dudes while they're out there doing their, dribble, try to get green. I just want to hoss guys. So I'm with that. Tractor Trailer is a dream, besides, you know, the congenital heart defects and such. That part, less of a dream, more of a nightmare. Shout out Meek Mill. 2562 here. So honestly, good amount of guys I like at this point of the board. Bryce Young would have made sense if we took anything Carolina related, though Leggett to Carolina would be kind of fun. Keaton Mitchell, I don't mind. Still think Miles Sanders, though, undervalued. And when we are kind of not great at running back, I think that Sanders makes more sense for the team. Sanders could win a backfield and Keaton Mitchell cannot. Keaton Mitchell can get you some touchdowns in November, hopefully. That's still a bet that I'm willing to make. But if for when you need running back room and you have rookies and you hope they land in good spots, I think Miles Sanders makes more sense for this team. So let's give the team a read now that we are through round 16. Got one more pick coming up. We have a 2662 here. C.J. Stroud and Tua Tagovailoa, Aaron Jones, DeAndre Swift, Trey Benson, Marshawn Lloyd, Braylon Allen, and Miles Sanders bringing up the rear. Tyreek Hill, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, Jordan Addison, Xavier Leggett. Get very comfortable managing wide receiver late, so we're going to do that a little bit here. And Dalton Schultz and Jonnu Smith, live for a third tight end. Don't need it, though. But we are live for it if we want to go that way. 6'5", 225 build. Ooh, okay. Now Adam's setting the bar high for when he has to appear on camera. Gonna have him do the vertical leap. To be fair, 7'2 dude has a decent chance of D1 NBA based on size alone too. That is true. I wonder actually how it affects the bodies differently, because like guys being that size messes up your joints, messes up the whole, you know, posterior chain. Whereas for like a woman, does maybe like having wider hips make it so you're not as messed up by being that tall? If any scientists out there want to tell me, I'm curious to know. Okay, so now we have pushed it back and Keaton Mitchell's still here. I'm taking Keaton Mitchell 13 picks after ADP. 2762 build here would have also at this spot, just to cover things that people, you know, might want to do in a similar situation. Tez Walker, good pick. Basically will be the guy that goes to a team that can't get AD Mitchell, can't get Troy Franklin, can't get Brian Thomas Jr. Or obviously the top guys too. But Tez Walker, the consolation prize for a deep boundary receiver. Fine pick. Noah Fant would be okay here. Jalen McMillan linked to like every good AFC team that's a high octane passing offense. Besides Houston, he's a good pick. Malik Washington earned targets at a high level. He'd be okay. But in particular, I was really thinking about Tez there. So we don't take him. 6 foot, but going to change all my online dating profiles. 6'4". And then just wear lifts and then they won't know. And then one day you just go like, you just maybe take the lifts down little by little. And then they'll just be like, oh, this guy, what? Has this guy always been this tall? And they'll never know what hit him. Gotta get the football out of my car for my stream appearance so people know I know ball. Oh, there you go. I haven't been holding the football all the time. I hold the football in the intro and then I put it down, but it's always right here, ready for me, tucking. Fun thing actually I do with my boy son, Luca, is I hold the football. We have like a fucking Xfinity football that he stole from the gym daycare that Alex goes to. And I'll hold the football like this, like, you know, traditional, we're locking it in, no fumbles. And then he'll just wrestle me for the football for sometimes up to half an hour of just me taking the football. Then I have to like let it go so he can get it. And then I'll take it back from him and we'll keep doing it. So he's learning ball skills. He can't throw for shit yet. And certainly he can run, but the balance on the run, he's no Audric Estime. If he's taking a hit, he's going down on first contact. So that's the stuff that we're working on. High and tight. That's what we got to do. Got to feel that point of the football in your elbow, guys. Oh, it's got to hurt a little. It's almost digging into your bicep. Oh, yeah. Look at these guns. Squirt Squad meetup when? I don't know. Some point it's got to happen. Especially now that, you know, there's enough of you guys I think would actually come. I've said it before. I think we'd get a good dozen out, I think, if we did an event, which would be enough. enough for you guys to know how much I drink and go, oh, this guy just drinks and smokes weed nonstop. Wow. I think differently now. But that guy's a good time. That'd be the hope. Think heart/blood pressures of trying to circulate that 7-2 frame. Yeah, that's true of anything. Giganticism, not good for the body. This, people would be surprised to hear. Putting Achan to shame. Yeah, Achan, fucking, you could punch that ball out left and right. Luke would be taking the ball from him at every turn, but not from me, buddy. Hey, now, there we go. Some appealing to Scott here, appealing to Adam. Who knows? I still think the fantasy football expo would be logical. I'm still reluctant to, like, because the Vegas thing is like a ship chasing thing and has been for a while. I would like to go to that, but I don't want to make that our thing. I've already coasted enough on fucking ship chasing and what they've built as a platform. So we'll have to figure out something. Who knows? He got jacked in the offseason? Oh, did he? Okay. Didn't see that. HN, look, it's tough to take that entire role from Raheem Mostert. Raheem Mostert's good enough, trusted. I think really a good vet presence, a guy that they also could trust in the pass game a little bit more. The explosiveness that Achan showed, as we've talked about enough times here, EPA metrics being so important, but I mean, he was like a level beyond where he shouldn't have had that level of efficiency for a guy getting as many touches. 0.25 EPA per rush was a negative in the pass game, but again, that's why they trusted Mostert a little bit more. A negative 0.09 EPA per target, but you know, 18% avoided tackle rate, still earned targets at a high clip, 25% target per out run rate. If he adds the pass game to his repertoire with a little more reliability, he's going to be something very interesting. And he ended the year with 12.7 attempted touches a game. Got to think that gets at least 15.7 this year. I don't know why I was so specific about that, but I think he adds like 3 to 4 touches and Mostert keeps the rest. Hoosiers in Sarasota. Okay. So I love Sarasota. One of my best friends. And actually his entire friend group I like a lot in Sarasota. It was actually a place that I tried to convince Alex to consider moving to, but because she doesn't know anybody there, that unfortunately disqualified us. God forbid I have a friend group somewhere. But Sarasota's so sick. That downtown area, lots of good beer places. And restaurants. I think Sarasota, one of the only non-major cities. I know this again from my friend. One of the only non-major cities to have, I think, multiple Michelin-starred restaurants in their city. Or, you know, non-top DMA cities. Love it here. There you go. Sarasota sounds great. Oh, have I talked about J.K. Dobbins? No, I haven't. I think it's good that he got a landing spot. I think that landing spot, reuniting the Ravens backfield for Greg Roman, is kind of batshit. Still think they're live to add a rookie, too. I'm okay taking flyers on Dobbins, but he should be going where he's been going. If he makes a move up, I don't think that's a good move. But him going the 190s, 200s, you take a shot that he can get it back. But he has to overcome some historical injury stuff at this point, and I don't necessarily want to be there in like a huge way. 2762 here. I've been in the bag for DeMarcus Robinson before. I've not gotten a lot of Johnny Wilson lately. I think the underdog streams have made him come up just enough that I don't get access to him. I'm going to take a share of Johnny Wilson here. You make the case that Robinson is a better pick just as a kind of fulcrum off of Cooper Kupp and off of Puka Nacua. You can make the case for Rondale Moore, same thesis there, just a lever off of Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson in particular. But I guess you could also make the case a lever off of Darnell Mooney. But I want to share Wilson. I like Wilson as a player, and I've not gotten enough of him. What is a good percentage of teams to make the playoffs in your portfolio? To make the playoffs is going to be the expected advance rate. So that's like 16%, but it's going to vary. Like if you build zero RB teams, you expect to come in a little bit lower, even though those are more popular now. They are still a lower hit rate than having a running back early. So it's me. If you're getting anything 14% or higher, you're okay. 12%, you could feel bad about. But if you had injuries, like that's also going to kill your portfolio. But you know, 16% is the expected rate. All right, so we're still, I like DeMarcus Robinson enough to take him here. I'm just going to take DeMarcus Robinson. I had kind of a pang of regret taking Johnny Wilson over him. Robinson had a few really nice games last year, and that matters to me in a Rams offense that we're not making a big bet on, but I just need some lower-owned pieces, and I think DeMarcus Robinson might be lower-owned. Let's give the team a read here. CJ Stroud, Tua Tagovailoa at QB. Running back, we have Aaron Jones, a little micro correlation for Minnesota. DeAndre Swift, who I dislike, big believer in that Chicago offense. So getting him 7 picks after ADP looks very good to me. Trey Benson, Marshawn Lloyd, Braylon Allen, 3 rookie running backs that I trust. You add in Jonathan Brooks here. Those are basically all the rookies I think have the most merits to be taken, even though Bucky Irving, Autric Estime still have the lights on for them for sure. Miles Sanders, Keaton Mitchell close out our running back room. Again, if you don't take running back early, you make it up in volume, and that is what we did here. Wide receiver, we have Tyreek Hill, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, so our Miami and Houston correlations. We have Amari Cooper, Jordan Addison, hoping to get some leverage against Justin Jefferson here. Xavier Leggett, Johnny Wilson, and DeMarcus Robinson at wide receiver. Tight end, Dalton Schultz, Johnny Smith, could add a third tight end as well. We'll figure it out. Let's see. The Wilson hive is growing. I've liked Wilson from the beginning. I got spooked off of Wilson because of everybody else saying he should be a tight end. He's not going to get drafted, blah, blah, blah. But I still will die on the hill that he is a better player than Keon Coleman. Keon Coleman might get better draft capital because he's a more reasonable size. There's a track record of guys who look like Keon Coleman doing things in the past. In terms of performance, though, Johnny Wilson was great in that Florida State offense. Keon Coleman was a slight negative. So I think that's something that I still believe strongly, but it is what it is. AJ Dillon, an elite handcuff with timeshare potential. He's a good handcuff. I think the issue is that, and he was a little bit banged up at the end of last year, but did seem like the team fell out of love with him. His analytics also down even worse than they were before. His performance was not good. I think his avoided tackle rate was also down pretty bad. Yeah, A.J. Dillon, negative 0.1 EPA per rush, which honestly I expect to be worse. Avoided tackle rate of 7%, though. That is bottom tier in the league. For comparison, Zach Wilson has a 6.5% avoided tackle rate. Mitch Trubisky has a 7.1% avoided tackle rate. So Dillon does not have a lot of juice, and it's possible they bring in another running back as well. They were flirting last year with the guys they had besides A.J. Dillon. This year they brought in a couple guys. I think they brought in – no, for sure they brought in Ray Davis. Who else did they bring in at running back? Let me look at the list. They also brought in Jonathan Brooks, or talked to Brooks at the combine, rather. They brought in, talked to Estime at the combine. It does seem like they are a team that doesn't do multiple visits, so something to keep in mind for that. And then Ray Davis. Yeah, Ray Davis they brought in for a top 30 visit. So 3 running backs they've brought in or talked to. Doesn't mean they're going to go that way, but I think that they're going to cover their ass a little bit more on that. Squads are elite. That's true. Like Jalen Polk, potential Dolphin. I still think Ricky Pearsall, most likely Dolphin, but I agree. Jalen Polk, to me, better pick than Jalen McMillan, even though Polk is, I think, less trendy right now. But Polk played better. He's coming off of a healthy year. McMillan, though, probably more likely to get a good landing spot because all the top AFC teams have brought in McMillan. Who's brought in Polk? Polk has had no visits, at least on Walter Football, not shown any Jalen Polk visits. Yeah, no, that's weird. Somebody's going to take Polk. Polk is being mocked everywhere as a second-round pick, so it's odd that he's not going anywhere for a top 30, or at least that Walter Football doesn't have him in anywhere. Maybe they're just not tracking him for some reason. Not going to be able to max the big board. Going to have to stop at 69. Hey, worst numbers to stop at. I don't think the big board, I know people might feel differently. I don't think the big board is a tournament you need to max. Like BBM is the one I think if you're going to max, like you should. If you have an advantage in the big board, if you've been following stuff, if you've been building structurally sound teams, you're still trying to stack for the most part. I think your EV on your 50 entries, your 10 entries, whatever the case may be, takes you a little bit further than BBM, where I do believe you have to max that one to give yourself, you know, a shot to get even close to winning. But you know, we'll see. I think Ben Sinnott, a nice third tight end here. Of course, I'm in the bag for Ben Sinnott pretty well. Cleveland could also make one more running back bet on Deontay Foreman. Does that help me more? No, you know what? There's a low, low floor with Jonnu Smith. I think there's a ceiling for Jonnu, but the floor is like zero. Ben Sinnott, come on down. Sinnott could also get a good landing spot. He's been linked to a lot of good teams out there, including the Chiefs. Let me give a Sinnott read because I want to pump Sinnott's bags one more time. Sinnott, Carolina would be the best landing spot. Sinnott, Chicago as perhaps a non-Brock Bowers pick. Denver, saw him at the combine. Jacksonville, Sennett would maybe not be great. Definitely blocked by Evan Engram there. Chiefs, he'd be blocked by Kelsey, but they might be motivated to use him more than Anoa Gray. Giants, a potential spot for Sennett. Top 30 visit there. Sennett also, this is Pittsburgh. Yeah, we don't want him to go to Pittsburgh. Tampa Bay, I believe this is. Yeah, Tampa Bay. So there we go. Sennett got some spots. That's why we pick him there. Let me give the final team a read here because I don't think I did that. C.J. Stroud, Tua Tagovailoa at QB, running back, Aaron Jones, DeAndre Swift, Trey Benson, Marshawn Lloyd, Braylon Allen, Miles Sanders, Keaton Mitchell, wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, Jordan Addison, Xavier Leggett, Johnny Wilson, and DeMarcus Robinson, and then a tight end, Dalton Schultz, Johnny Smith, and Ben Sinnott. So a three tight end build, lots of good correlation for Houston and Miami. Maybe getting a Miami running back would have been the one thing we could have done better, but I felt like we would maybe get Mostert at his usual ADP. Instead, he gets taken at a more logical ADP. That's how that goes. 19% Dobbins. So tomorrow, I think, let me check the big board one more time. If I had to place a bet, I think we're going to get one more day of drafts in. So I'm going to say come back tomorrow. If not, the little board, I imagine, won't be filled, so we can hit that. So yeah, let's say tomorrow, a draft no matter what at 11 a.m., of course, continuing our journey of drafts every Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. Please do subscribe down below. Please hit that like button. It all helps me out a bunch here as I try to build this channel up into something worthwhile as an individual proprietor out here, trying to give you guys good takes, trying to talk about it all. Not going to be right about everything, guys, but I do my best to give you the research, to look at the data, and to comb through everything as we can. Of course, the news as well. Keeping up with everything every day here is what we do on Splashplay, and I think we do it better than anybody else because nobody else is doing anything like this. So subscribe, do that. Underdog, promo code SPLASH on there. If you're new, double your deposit up to $100. Probably my baby. Go check that out. Probably.com/subscribe. Promo code SPLASH on there. There's not a lot of games going on today. I placed a shitload of home run bets. If you want to check them out, check the app, Probably app, YouTube channel. But honestly, it's been keeping me alive in betting. I'm in a way where like I didn't even know it was possible. The sportsbook filtering was great. Crushed an NBA yesterday, even though MLB sucked ass. That's what you can do at Probably. It's just getting the winningest sportsbooks data in your hands and then finding bets that work for you. If you only have money in DraftKings, just filter down to only DraftKings bets. Only MLB on DraftKings, whatever you want to do. Only tennis on DraftKings, or only tennis on FanDuel, or only tennis on Fanatics. You could do it any for any of the major books. So check it out, probably.com/subscribe. Stochastic, play DFS. Use Stochastic's tools and data. Promo code SPLASH gets you 15% off. Shout out to all these fine folks. Help me put the show on. You too could be on this list by hitting that join button down below. And thanks to Bindles and Tyler. And I have a lot of names to add on here in time for the reading of names tomorrow on Friday. But thank you to all these fine folks. And again, you want to support the little engine that could here of best ball, hit that join button down below, $4.99 a month. Game responsibly. Watch the WNBA. And I think that's about it. So I'm going to pull up some chats, but I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. for one more draft. Hopefully the big board. I'll see you guys then. Enjoy your days and good luck.